I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Squawk 7000, bringing you a roundup of aviation news for this week starting December 5th. The headlines and news are brought to you in association with flyinginireland.com. Remember to subscribe and you'll keep us as Ireland's number one aviation podcast. And you'll get aviation news from Ireland delivered to your device every Monday morning. I'm Michael Cummin. In the headlines this week, the winner of the Kinsale Aviation Festival Valour Award is named. Lots of new routes for 2023 are announced from Irish airports. And the Irish Air Corps hosts the US 20th Air Force pilots, engineers and technicians at Baldonnell. Well, last weekend saw the second Kinsale Aviation Festival, where this year's theme recognised the role of Irish women in aviation worldwide. Well, Joe Gill's on the line with us. Joe, congratulations. Year two, how did it go?
Thanks, Michael. It went really well. We sold out the festival. We had a great plenary session on the Saturday afternoon, as you said, on the theme of women in Irish aviation. And we broke it down into two parts. One, a kind of an account of the history of female pioneers in Irish aviation. And specifically, we focused on five women, Lillian Bland, Mary Bailey, Mary Heath, Nancy Corrigan, and we included Amelia Earhart, given her role in the first nonstop flight across the Atlantic, which landed in Derry. So that was the first section of the event. And then the second section was a panel conversation with senior women in leadership roles in contemporary aviation. So we had Catherine Gubbins, who's the acting chief executive of the Dublin Airport Authority. We had Rosemary O'Leary, who's the head of risk at Avalon, which is the third largest aircraft leasing company in the world. We had Anna Phillips, who's a senior air traffic controller with the IAA, and we had Mary Orr, who's a retired US Air Force fighter pilot and a FedEx freight pilot. So they were led in that conversation by my colleague Nuala McMahon, who leads the equity research team in airlines in Goodbody. And they had a really interesting panel conversation on their careers and the opportunities and challenges that women face in aviation today.
Remind us of the, if you like, the theme of the festival. Why did you come together with the Kinsale Aviation Festival in the first place?
Well, it was the subject of a conversation we had after Paolo Massolini, who you know, set up the Flying Poet Aviation Cafe in Kinsale about a year and a half ago. And he had said to me that he thought Irish aviation wasn't being celebrated enough and the importance. He's a former South African Airways captain. He moved only to Ireland in the last couple of years. But his point was that Ireland's role in global aviation is highly significant. And he believed that we weren't doing enough to either celebrate or mark various aspects of that. So we started it last year, just talking about the history of aviation. Then we included an Aviation Valor Award, which went to the crew of the US Air Force plane that took those refugees out of Kabul in August 2021. And this is the second year of the event. And the Aviation Valor Award this time was awarded to the Ukrainian Air Force for their role in defending and protecting their country. And we were very fortunate that the Ukrainian ambassador to Ireland accepted that award on behalf of the festival. So it's intended to be a mix of high quality content, but also a very convivial environment. Like, as you know, if you're in Kinsale in the middle of winter, there's very enjoyable bars and restaurants to go to. And we arrange it so that the event starts in the mid-afternoon, it finishes about 6 o'clock, and then we all retire to various pubs and then into, in this case, Man Final Friday restaurant for a very enjoyable meal, and we took over most of the restaurant last Saturday night.
Tell us a little bit more about the Valor Award.
So it's intended to recognise achievements of courage and bravery by aviators in any form, really, globally. So last year, as I said, it was the crew of the C-17 who were given the award. And we were very lucky there that the crew themselves were made available by the US Air Force for an interview, which we were able to broadcast at the festival. And this year, it's for the Ukrainian Air Force. So we had a little statuette prepared for that. We had a citation published, and then we gave the award to the ambassador, and she's going to bring that award to the Ukraine to present it to the head of the Ukrainian Air Force. And it's intended to just mark and recognize the bravery of the men and women of the Ukrainian Air Force, who, as you're probably aware, are fighting against tremendous odds against a much more powerful adversary. And we just thought it would be a small kind of a marking of their bravery.
Well, let's hear a little moment from that presentation.
Thank you so much. It is an honor to accept the 2022 Aviation Valor Award on behalf of the Ukrainian Air Forces. Today is the 9th month of the full-scale invasion of Russia and 9th month of barbaric and unjustified war in Ukraine, which in reality started in 2014. Our Ukrainian military is shoulder to shoulder with our Air Force are fighting in Ukraine. They are fighting, we are fighting, all of us, all Ukrainians, we are fighting for our independence, for our freedom, for our existence, and for the security in the whole Europe, and for the democratic value and democracy in the whole world, and therefore international order. We are fighting not only for our country, and we are really appreciate and we are grateful to Ireland, to Irish people, to all our international partners for supporting us and for your assistance, for your help. Because it is very difficult to defeat such a big country, big enemy with a huge army, not the best army, I would say, as we see, but a huge army by quantity as well alone. So thank you so much to all of you, and I am really honored to accept this award, and I'm going to Ukraine in a few weeks, so I'll bring this award to our commander of Air Forces.
The award was received on this occasion by the Ukraine ambassador to Ireland, Larisa Garasco, and she was very pleased to accept it on her behalf and promised to bring it back to the Ukraine with her in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, Joe, congratulations on the second event. I have to ask you, plans already probably underway for year three?
Yeah, I mean, we've been very encouraged by the people who've turned up and attended, who've been telling us that they'd really like us to continue with this and maybe expand and grow it. I think that's subject to conversations with Paolo in particular, because this is all done pretty much on a shoestring. It's a kind of there's no profits or anything made out of it. It's just designed to be a gathering of people who care about Irish aviation. But we were very encouraged by the people who actually turned up, like a lot of people from the aviation industry in Ireland were there. They really enjoyed it and they're encouraging us to do more. So we're exploring ways to build on it.
Joe Gill, thanks for joining us on Squawk 7000.
Thank you.
The UH-1N Huey replacement, the MH-139A Grey Wolf, has experienced some scheduled delays, but that hasn't stopped the 20th Air Force from preparing for the new aircraft. With over 16 years of experience in this helicopter type, the Irish Air Corps has extensive knowledge to share about the aircraft. Major General Michael Lutton, 20th Air Force Commander, visited the Irish Air Corps in the spring of 2022, and this has been followed up by visits by 14 of his pilots, flight engineers and security force members, ranging from senior airmen to colonel, and they arrived at the Casement Aerodrome in Baldonnel from the 25th of October to the 2nd of November last. In addition to sharing the defence side of their mission, the Irish Air Corps also shared details about their emergency aeromedical services, which allowed the US team to see how the Irish handle being in alert status with a quick response time and needing to scramble safely and effectively. And remember, you can listen to a previous episode of Squawk 7000 where we spoke with one of the crews of Air Corps 112. CDB Aviation has announced that the board of directors selected Ji Chen to become the company's new chief executive officer. Mr. Chen will take the helm in early January 2023, replacing Patrick Hannigan, whose retirement caps 6 years of leading the evolution of CDB Aviation into a globally positioned top-tier leaser. The announcement is the culmination of a planned transition that will ensure a smooth leadership changeover and lay a re-energized foundation for the leaser's next growth phase. Ryanair and global energy group Shell signed a memo of understanding last Thursday to advance the supply of sustainable aviation fuel, SAF, at over 200 Ryanair airports across Europe, with a particular focus on SAF supply at Ryanair's largest bases like Dublin and London Stansted. While sustainable aviation fuel is a key enabler of aviation decarbonisation, it currently accounts for just a tiny fraction of worldwide jet fuel usage. This agreement with Shell gives Ryanair potential access to 360,000 tonnes, or 120 million gallons, of SAF between 2025 and 2030, saving over approximately 900,000 tonnes in CO2 emissions. That's equal to over 70,000 flights from Dublin to Milan. This agreement, signed at the Sustainable Aviation Research Centre in Trinity College Dublin last Thursday, where Ryanair and TCD held an Aviation Sustainability Day, demonstrates Ryanair and Shell's commitment to work together to invest in SAF. Ryanair has set ambitious targets of 12.5% SAF by 2030 and net zero emissions by 2050. Hainan Airlines will operate a series of charters from Shenzhen in China to Dublin Airport over the next coming months. The airline will operate one flight each month from December through to March. Each flight will depart Shenzhen at 1:02 a.m. and arrive in Dublin at 7:55, with the return flight leaving at 12:25 and arriving at 6:50 the next morning. The Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner aircraft will operate the flights. The flights will operate on a Thursday, with the dates of December 15th, January 12th, February 16th and March 16th listed for the flights. Hainan Airlines previously operated to Dublin with a direct service from Beijing in 2018 and 2019 with a 4-times-a-week service. They also ran a twice-weekly service from Shenzhen in 2019 for a period. Hainan Airlines has 38 Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner aircraft in their fleet, configured with 30 business class seats and 259 economy seats. And we're making news ourselves here on Squawk 7000 as we go into our third year. We've been bringing you an average of 620 minutes of content every year, and we're remaining at the top of aviation podcasts on all platforms in Ireland. Our most listened to episodes in 2022 were our coverage of the Burr Breakfast Fly-In and the Air Corps 112 10 Years of EAS in Athlone podcast. We were heard in 37 countries in 2022. Ireland, the UK and Spain were our top three countries, and our podcast was in the top 10% of podcasts shared globally, with 49% of you sharing us with your friends on WhatsApp. A €28 million investment has been announced for Kildare as Lufthansa Technik Turbine Shan, the Irish subsidiary of Lufthansa Technik AG, has officially opened its new mobile engineering service facility in Selbridge, County Kildare. The facility has been established to service and repair engines for airline and aviation leasing companies from Ireland and across the European, Middle East and Africa region. Lufthansa Technik Turbine Shannon's mobile engineering service operation is a 3,500 square metre facility. In addition to repairing and servicing aircraft engines from its base in Selbridge, a technical team can be deployed to a customer site anywhere in the world to carry out the necessary work. As the business grows, the new custom-built operation already employs 30 highly skilled personnel, with plans to increase this number to 65 within the next 2 years. A further 24 technical support personnel are located at the company's offices in Dublin. The official launch of MES in Selbridge increases Lufthansa Technik's MES engine bay capacity in Ireland to 10, providing capabilities and facilities to customers in Ireland and across the EMEA region from its MES hubs in Ireland and Frankfurt. Two University of Limerick students have been awarded AerCap Women in Aviation Scholarships. AerCap Holdings NV and UL's Faculty of Aeronautical Engineering and the UL Foundation announced this Tuesday past that the aeronautical engineering students would receive their scholarship awards. Alva Maloney and Ava Sampson, both from Cork, were awarded their scholarships following an in-depth application and interview process focused on the students' passion for aviation and academic achievement. Each student will receive a bursary of €5,000 annually over the four-year course. Finglas College Galoshta Ida announced a collaboration with Dublin Airport-based ground handling agent Sky Handling Partner. In the collaboration between Galoshta Ida and Sky Handling, students on the college's programmes and PLC courses gain airport work environment experience and are trained in the college by Sky Handling Partner staff in preparation for starting their rosters at Dublin Airport. Eastern Airways announced this week the launch of a new daily service between Southampton and Belfast International, the first link to Northern Ireland's busiest airport from its English South Coast hub. This complements the multi-daily Southampton to Manchester and Southampton to Dublin services at Eastern Airways' South Coast base. The new Belfast service will operate on 72-seat ATR aircraft. Aer Lingus has reported that since the US borders reopened 12 months ago, its transatlantic flights have increased by 236%. In November 2021, the IAG-owned airline operated just 141 flights to the US. This November past will see 473 flights, with the number of seats available on transatlantic flights up by almost 90,000. Aer Lingus currently operates 15 routes from its bases in Dublin, Shannon and Manchester to destinations including New York, Miami, Seattle and San Francisco, and will increase to 16 next summer when the new Dublin to Cleveland service launches. And we'll be back with more news after this short break.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ryanair says strong customer demand in the Midwest region is the driver behind expanding its summer schedule at Shannon Airport next year. The airline announced the addition of two new routes, Porto in Portugal and Naples in Italy, which will operate out of Shannon from the end of March to the end of October on a twice-weekly basis. The move brings the total number of routes operated by Ryanair at Shannon Airport next summer to 26, with over 180 weekly flights, a 35% increase on its summer 2022 offering. This winter, Ryanair will operate their most extensive ever winter schedule at Ireland West Airport, with 11 routes to choose from, including a new twice-weekly winter service to Birmingham in the UK. This winter, they'll also continue their hugely popular weekly sun service to Malaga. Meanwhile, Ireland West Airport has welcomed Ryanair's announcement on the return of their popular weekly service to Lanzarote, which will start on March 28, 2023. The return of the Lanzarote service will provide a significant boost for the airport and holidaymakers across the West, Northwest and Midlands region of Ireland, as weekly flights to this hugely popular sun destination are restored for the first time since January 2020. Ireland West Airport and Shannon Airport have been crowned joint winners of the Age Friendly Transport Award at the recently held National Age Friendly Transport Awards. The primary aim of the awards is to recognise and reward achievement in age-friendly initiatives around Ireland. The Age Friendly Transport Award recognises the vital differences that the availability of good quality, easily accessible, user-friendly and reliable transport options can make to an older person. Qatar Airways announced it's set to further boost its growing network by increasing flight frequencies to Dublin to meet travel demand during the peak winter holiday season, enabling global connectivity to 150 destinations from its Hamad International Airport hub. Dublin frequency will increase from 11 to 12 weekly flights effective from January 3, 2023, using Boeing 787-8 aircraft. The CEO of Ryanair has told an Oireachtas committee that environmental aviation charges are damaging the connectivity of peripheral states, including Ireland. Irish passengers are paying the highest environmental taxes of any passenger group in Europe, Michael O'Leary told the Joint Committee on Transport and Communication. While he supports fair and balanced charges, as aviation does have a damaging impact, he called for an end to indefensible exemptions, including for connecting flights. Around 80% to 90% of Ryanair passengers pay an environmental tax, he said, but only 16% of those on KLM flights through Amsterdam or Rotterdam do. He said most of the aviation growth in Ireland would be in Dublin, providing its capacity is expanded, as we need another low-cost terminal, he said. The airline is projected to carry 168 million passengers in the year up to next April, which would constitute a 13% rise in pre-COVID traffic. He claimed that Ireland is massively over-airported and sees no viable future for Donegal, Sligo, Galway or Waterford airports, with the heroic sums spent on these facilities being completely wasted. At the same committee, Michael O'Leary said he would certainly operate a flight from Waterford Airport if the cost is right. Belfast City Airport has the joint second shortest security queues of any UK airport. A consumer group Which survey indicated that passengers waited an estimated 13 minutes at the airport between February and August. Researchers asked nearly 1,300 people who travelled from a UK airport over that period how long they queued at security. Belfast City Airport tied with Glasgow, while London City came out on top 1 minute quicker. Belfast International was eighth on the list with an average security time of 18 minutes. Leeds Bradford came out the worst with an average delay of 35 minutes. However, more than a quarter of the West Yorkshire Airport users said they waited for more than an hour to pass through security. 12 firefighters at George Best Belfast City Airport in a recent ceremony were awarded the prestigious Long Service and Good Conduct medals. The medals were established in 1954 and later expanded to recognise members of the airport fire service across the UK who had completed 20, 30 and 40 years of exemplary service and to celebrate those who exhibit a special devotion to public safety. Finally, in this episode, Jane McGill mentioned the recent death of Maurice Cronin, retired VP of Technical GCAS and flight instructor at Limerick Flying Club, who passed away last week in Auckland in New Zealand. Jill mentioned recently in a social media post that all those who knew him knew that he was a gentleman that took no prisoners. She recalls enjoying listening to the heated debates on the interpretation of regulations on a rainy Sunday morning in the clubhouse in Coona. Maurice was the last student in Jill's father's logbook. He was the first instructor in her logbook and she was the last student in his. And he was the first passenger she took after her first flight test. As she says, the circle closed. According to Jane, if all of that had not occurred, then Shannon Aviation Museum or AAV Aviation Services training would never have happened. A simple twist of fate. And remember, if you've any aviation news that you'd like to share with us, if you're the PR for many of the many flying groups in Ireland, include us in your news emails and send your stories to news@squawk7000.ie. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.